What are you going to be when you grow up?
What am I going to be when I grow up? How do I know? I'm not even in high school yet.
Maybe you don't know what your future career will be. Don't feel guilty. In fact, you may be luckier than those who think they know what they want to do. One fellow we know arrived at his choice just because his Uncle Ned used to say, when he was 8, the boy's got fine hands. He'd make a good surgeon. Another girl planned her future just because her mother liked the way she fixed her hair and told everyone, she's just like me, has a born talent with hair. I'm not wasting money on college for her. She's going to the same beautician school where I went. To make a choice early or to accept someone else's choice with no thought of your own desires or aptitudes may result in a great waste of time and effort and lead to nothing but unhappiness. High schools know that their students, like all people, are different. They're also aware of the hundreds of careers available. You can guess what a tremendous job they have to do in trying to match the student with his life's work and provide the subjects to cover all the possibilities. In junior high school, you've probably had some general counseling and planning about what kind of course you should take in high school. Now it is time to be more specific. You and your counselor should plan your future, taking into consideration past academic performance, your test records, and your own ideas about your interests and talents. Some of the subjects you'll be taking will be determined by state standards and the special requirements of your particular high school. In every high school, you must complete a certain number of units of credit in order to be granted a diploma. It is earned by successfully completing a subject which normally meets 5 days a week for a full period each day. The subjects most often required include English, math, science, history, and government. Minor subject requirements usually include physical education and health. A certain amount of knowledge in each of these areas is considered essential to be a well-informed adult in today's world. You'll usually have some choice about the remainder of the courses you'll take in high school. Most schools offer programs for the college bound, for the youngster who may finish his education at the high school level, or for the student going on to further training in a business or technical school. Some schools give you a chance to move from one course of study to another as you wish, while others are rigid and allow no line crossing. If you know you want to go to college, and your counselor agrees that you can do college work, your choices in high school are fairly well decided for you. Most colleges agree on the basic high school courses necessary for serious consideration by a college admissions committee. If you know you want to go to work directly after high school and your school offers specific training in your vocation, you too have a clear-cut choice. But if you are one of the many students uncertain of his future plans, be careful that you don't block your future by taking a hodgepodge of courses preparing you for nothing. Just because you don't like English doesn't mean you'll never need it. There isn't a job in the world where you won't be a better employee if you can read intelligently. Follow directions and communicate clearly with your fellow workers. Think beyond today. Even if you want a technical or commercial program, don't be too sure that you'll never need more science, more math, or the ability to speak a foreign language. On the other hand, many who are college-bound can open the door to other than academic pursuits. As an example, a good typing course will prove very useful in college and in a variety of occupations later on. Your leisure hours as an adult can be enriched if you take an art or music appreciation course now. Get as broad an education as your school and your schedule permits. One of the marks of maturity is the ability to see beyond the present. How will what you do now help you in the future? High school is the time to start learning the value of foresight. In the next few years, your ideas and interests will change many times. Your high school program must allow for these changes. If there's even a possibility you may be a nurse, don't wake up as a senior with no room on your schedule for chemistry or algebra. If you have an idea of the particular college you hope to enter, check its admissions requirements now. Even next year may be too late to find out that they want you to have 3 years of a modern foreign language. When deciding what courses to take, it's foolish to sign up for one just because you've heard it's a snap. And it's just as short-sighted to take one beyond your abilities. The question to ask yourself is, What is the hardest possible schedule I can take and still do a good job? Here is Miss Lawson, a guidance counselor in charge of the honors program at her school.
Are you a real whiz in math or excited by the study of history? Have you read everything you can find on a subject and can't wait to learn more about it in high school and college? Or maybe you just learn quickly and have a real interest in all your subjects. Many schools offer enriched or honors programs. Find out if you can qualify in one or several areas. Don't be concerned that the competition or greater workload in these courses may possibly result in a lower grade. Your high school transcript is usually marked to show that you took an honors course. One young man I know was turned down at the college of his choice with a straight A average because he didn't take the enriched courses his school offered. He valued his A's more than his learning. Most college admissions offices would rather find a creditable grade after a challenge than a top grade in a course that required no real effort. Also, you may save yourself some time. When you enter college, you'll take placement tests. If you do well enough on them, you may be excused from taking certain basic college courses and still get credit for them.
How can you be sure where you belong? In what course? At what college? In what profession or occupation? Today, high school guidance departments offer more and more counseling services. Their testing programs can often predict your success in various fields. And after you learn something about yourself, try to learn about the world around you and the opportunities for you in it. Be honest with yourself and curious about all things. For instance, you think you want to go to college. All right, ask yourself, do I like to read? Do I read with a fair degree of speed and understanding? Can I express myself clearly in oral and written work? Can I organize my time in work? Do I find science, or literature, or language, or math so fascinating that I'd be willing to spend as much as 60 hours a week studying? If your answer to these questions is yes, then you probably belong in college. But suppose college is not for you. You still have a future to prepare for. Some of you will have more than one occupation in your lifetime. Many of you will work at jobs that don't even exist now. All of you will have hours of leisure time ahead that will be dull and boring unless you prepare for them by broadening your skills and interests now. In choosing a life work, the two most important questions to ask yourself are, will I like it? And can I do a good job at it? The person who makes his living doing something he enjoys is indeed a happy individual. Many students limit themselves to too few choices. If a questionnaire asking, what work do you plan to do after high school, were circulated among thousands of high school students, chances are the answers would all be limited to some 25 or 30 well-known vocations, doctor, lawyer, teacher, etc. Actually, there are over 20,000 careers. With rapid scientific advances, many new jobs are created each year. How can you make an intelligent choice among them? First, you must know your major areas of interest and ability, and then you must determine where you fit into the overall picture. If you feel you can only get your life's satisfaction from helping people when they're in need, you don't have to be a doctor or a nurse. Perhaps the years of training for these jobs are more than you can afford. Or you don't have the ability to learn all that's necessary to do a good job. It's just as important for a patient's recovery that he have good food to eat, clean bedding to sleep on, and someone to talk to or play cards with while he's getting better. Maybe you have what it takes to be an excellent cook, dietitian or social worker, or a lab technician, a medical secretary, or a dental hygienist. Think of the fields which interest you. Learn everything you can about it. And then find a job within the field where your abilities fit. Don't make the mistake of thinking that one job isn't as important as another just because it takes less than a college education to prepare you for it. You want a job that interests you and that you can do well. As a scholar once wrote, the society which scorns excellence in plumbing because plumbing is a humble activity and tolerates shoddiness in philosophy because it's an exalted activity will have neither good plumbing nor good philosophy. Neither its pipes nor its theories will hold water. If a particular field interests you, see if you can get a part-time job as a volunteer worker. You can watch people at work and better judge your own potential and liking for that work. Talk to someone in the field. Maybe you could hang around a data processing center and watch a good technician at work. Or work as a volunteer in a local hospital, youth organization, or civic project. Or join a club with others of similar interests.
Some of the most valuable advice you'll get will come from your parents, although sometimes it seems as though you never get the chance to sit down quietly together and talk. Maybe you feel it's been ages since they were in high school and they couldn't possibly understand your world. Well, they feel it was only yesterday and things couldn't have changed that much. You're both partly right. There are real changes in generations, but there are also real truths that stay the same. If ever there was a time for establishing a give-and-take relationship at home based on love and understanding, it's now. Your parents are proud of you, and they want you to be proud of yourself. They're trying to understand you, respect you, and protect you all at once. You're struggling to be independent of them, but at the same time you want and need their help and concern. With all these drives working at once, you can see there are bound to be moments of difference and tension between you in the next few years. But talk together. It'll make all the difference.
As you move into high school from childhood to adulthood, don't be overwhelmed by all that lies ahead. Millions have traveled the road before you. You have a job to do in the next few years, but you can do it well with the tools you've been given. You have new pages on which to write your record. You have purpose, time, help for the asking, and a whole world to explore. If you meet each new challenge eagerly and use the best in you, you can't go wrong.